calling us now and joining the Avalanche post game show from Ball Arena. We have Avs insider Adrian Dater. Adrian, that was close, huh? Did they have you on your feet there? Was your heart palpitating there in that third period, or did you think that Jost was a no goal right away?
You know what? I actually thought it was a goal at first.
Boy, it was a tough angle. It was a tough angle to see that replay. It really was, but it did. We both thought.
Yep, and I reacted accordingly, thinking it was a goal. But when you get a look at the replay, I think it was the right call. I know there could be some debate on this, but I do think it was the right call. I didn't hear a ton of, pushback from the Avalanche tonight about it. So I think it was the right call. Unfortunately, the Avalanche made a good comeback. It could have been a miracle there, but it didn't happen. And I think the final result was, kind of what it deserved tonight. The Blues are the better team, and they went out of there with a win, despite a very valiant comeback by the Avalanche tonight.
It feels like one of those games, right, where it's somewhat of a scheduled loss, if you can even say that, right? You're without so many guys. You got to bring so many new people on. No chemistry between lines. And you look at the Avs. Is there something that you – what do you take away from this, right? Because we're sitting here talking about how we can take away maybe the opportunity that some of these younger guys had. But truthfully, how this game really played out in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter?
No, it's only game two of 82 games. Right. It doesn't matter. I remember talking to Joe Sakic the first game after the Avalanche won the 96 Stanley Cup. They went into St. Louis and lost on opening night. And I'm talking to Joe Sakic saying, hey, wow, tough comeback loss. I think they played hard at the end, almost tied it. And it's like, okay, yeah, we got 81 more games to go, So, that kind of perspective always helped me with covering a team. The fact is the Avalanche were not were without their best player, Nathan MacKinnon, captain Gabe Landeskog, top six winger Valerie Nichushkin, sudden COVID positive test today, Jack Johnson, who played really well opening night.
So it was a positive test for Jack.
It was positive. Yeah. Okay. He tested positive.
And that's all we know of so far, right? That has emanated from that little. I guess I don't really want to call it an outbreak, but just from Bednar and MacKinnon having tested positive.
Well, yeah. I mean,
knock on wood, right? Knock on wood.
Outbreak could be a appropriate word here. We've had the coach, the best player, defenseman, and by the way, minor leaguer who just got sent down, Shane Bowers, who also tested positive. So. It's a little bit of an outbreak here. That's four people. I don't know what's going on there with the testing or whatever. I mean, I know they're all fully vaccinated, and I don't know anything more about what happens after that. I'm not a doctor, so that's what happened.
No, AD, Matt and I talked about it a lot. This is an opportunity for some of these younger guys to step up. Was there anybody in particular from this young group of guys that stood out to you bad tonight?
Not much. I felt like, the game was over until they had a couple of late goals. Tyson Jost and JT Compher led the way. But otherwise, no, I didn't notice much from the call-ups tonight. Curtis McDermott played on defense, in place of probably Jack Johnson. And, he didn't look too impressive.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No.
So, yeah, not a great night for the call-ups or any of the emergency personnel tonight for the Avalanche. It was sort of late charged by Jost and Compher, who made it a respectable game. Otherwise, it was kind of a one-sided game for the first 2.5 periods. Darcy Kuemper wasn't very good in net.
Right.
And, it's just one of those nights, it had the feeling like it was going to be a bad night with all the personnel losses. The Avs did fight back, though, at the end. I think that was a really good sign for them. But, loss is a loss. Now they, a couple days off. For the
price of poker goes up,
Washington Capitals, then in Florida against a two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, Lightning. So it's it's going to be a tough road from here. But yeah, what happened tonight, I think, was somewhat predictable. Yet, you know, it almost turned out to be a miracle.
So, Adrian, lastly, let's wrap up here and talk about probably the highlight of the evening, which was honoring Pierre Lacroix and that ceremony. Yeah. That was really special. And I saw you on Twitter, it was an emotional night for everyone in the arena, I think, you know, just having that chance to honor such a great man and architect of those Stanley Cup teams. What did you take from it with all the, you know, with Forsberg and Sakic and Hajduk and Foote, you know, and Bork being back? What did you take from that?
Well, it was a night of like going back and turning back the first page of the scrapbook or something,
right,
back to a lot of our lives, you know, tonight. I count myself as a lucky person who was there from day one to cover this team and who knew Pierre Lacroix when he was just literally off the plane from Quebec to guide this new team called the Colorado Avalanche. Nobody even knew what they were all about. You know, it was just a makeshift thing that all of a sudden happened in the summer of 1995. And, you know, before you knew it, Pierre Lacroix had engineered a team that was playing for the Stanley Cup. He had somehow got a goalie named Patrick Roy, Claude Lemieux, Sandis Oselynch. This guy was a born winner. He was a riverboat gambler type, but he always played these cards. He always knew that he had a winning hand most of the time, you know. He was a gambler. He was, a guy who went for it. And the Avalanche have two Stanley Cup banners hanging from their rafters because of this man. And, tonight he got his own name raised to the rafters next to those banners. And, I thought it was just a great tribute. I thought it was great that Peter Forsberg and Sakic and Adam Foote and Milan Hajduk and we're all here to honor him, Ray Bork. It was a great night for him. Unfortunately, the Avs couldn't win a night, but that does not obscure the wonderful tribute to Pierre Lacroix that was given him tonight. His name now hangs high in the rafters next to all the other player greats, and he's the one who basically facilitated Todd Friedman coming here. So,
yep,
it's a great tribute, and Pierre was a great man. I wish we could all spend an hour talking about what he really was like. Most people sort of don't really know him, I don't think, anymore in the fan base. You know, it's moving on to a younger fan base.
It's been a while now, Adrian. It's been a while.
Yeah,
that's
I
for
know.
Sure. That's for sure. Well, it sounds like it was a great evening there at Pepsi Center. We're up against it here, but we really appreciate you joining us. That's Adrian Dater, our Fans Avalanche Insider, live from Ball Arena. Adrian, good luck next week.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Take care.